may all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want, within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today I'm going to read another excerpt from the calmness lecture that Junya Suzuki gave at Los Altos back in August of 1965, August 26th. This ended up being edited, the whole lecture edited, for the chapter Calmness in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, page 121. First, I want to mention something. I was here in Bali. I was talking to Hira and Deepak today. They're a Indonesian-Pakistani couple. Their parents were Pakistanis who, lost their home during partition, and Pakistan was created as a Muslim state in the West. They took a lot of homes away from Hindus, and so there were a lot of Hindus were run off. The partition there in the West and in the East that created East Pakistan, which later became Bangladesh. I don't know how many people died, like a million, or I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about it. It was just stuff happens in India on a scale that's just unbelievable. So there a lot of Pakistani Hindus ended up in Indonesia, like going to, going to a new frontier. So at first they went into India and then to here. They went to Jakarta, I think, or, over there in Java. And so Hira and Deepak grew up there. I did a podcast with Hira a long time ago. Anyway, they opened up a restaurant next to their natural food store, Satvika Boga, on Hantua in Sanur. And Katrinka and I were out shopping today, and I get a longing for their chai, because it's just like chai in India. And I make chai, every day, but it doesn't taste like it does in India. And Hira makes a masala, some spices and a whole mix and for it, and they cook it in a way that, just gives it that flavor. And I buy that masala mix over in their store. Another woman makes it and sells it. Hira didn't make it. But anyway, I asked Hira today, what's the deal with the Hare Krishnas here? I hear that, what, have they been made illegal or what? There's different types of Hindus, and her and Deepak's type of Hinduism is actually a little closer to the Hare Krishna in some ways, because Balinese Hinduism, has a lot of layers of history in it, Buddhism, and a tremendous amount of animism, and I don't know the difference. I mean, actually, Deepak and Hira are into Advaita Vedanta, which I'm into. And to me, that's like Zen Hinduism. She said, what happened to the Hare Krishnas? Because they're a recognized religion, or sect in India. I mean, they're all over. And, they're Hindus. She said, They're going around trying to convert people. And you know what? That is against the law here. You can't go around trying to convert people. That's why Jehovah's Witnesses really have gotten in trouble here. And the other thing is, she said, you know, they were saying Krishna is the only God and stuff like that. I said, oh, you know, Hindus shouldn't say that. That's ridiculous. She said, yeah, you know, it's not like that. It's like, you know, it's, oh, well, anyway. And you can't do that here. You can't. This is a predominantly Muslim country. It's the largest, has the largest Muslim population in the world. So, you know, you've got to be somewhat diplomatic. That you can't be a recognized religion here unless you have a god. So they think they call Buddha, you know, when they were designating the official religions, they said, well, Buddhism has Buddha. That's his god. I think Taoism, is Taoism one of them? And Taoism has no god, come on. I know there are Taoists here. I mean, I know a lot of people from Java who grew up in Muslim families who say, I have no religion. And I know some that say, I'm atheist, and they wish that the government would recognize atheists. But most people have one religion or another, Muslim or Christian or Hindu. And so she said, you know, and the Hare Krishnas, they dress like Indians, they eat like Indians. They don't like them in the Banjar. They don't want them in the Banjar. That's the neighborhood meeting group. You know, they've just made it themselves too different. Now, Sai Baba, you know, is an Indian guru that has a following here. I mean, he's passed on, but he has a following here. But they dress like Balinese and are Indonesians. Not, I don't know what the difference is. You know, in terms of dress, you know, there's some difference in eating, but, gee, I can eat, you know, Balinese or Javanese or from Sulawesi food. It's all fine. But she said, you know, the Sai Baba people, they blend in. But the Hare Krishnas, you know, they're just blissed out doing their own thing and pissing people off. I've seen that happen in America, too. So anyway, they're not really legalized, but they're limited and they've got to cool it. All right, I just wanted to tell you that. I thought that was interesting. Oh, well, there's one more aspect. And that is why she says to her friends here, you know, why do you think so many people in Bali have become Hare Krishna? And I said, I know why. Money. She said, that's right. The thing that's happened, you know, is that the Balinese Hinduism is very established. And so, you know, just like Buddhism in Japan and the established institutions expect a certain amount of money. They need more and more money. She said, when she was a kid, they didn't need so much money, you know. But, you know, everything's changed. So, you know, the ceremonies are expensive, you know, and there's ceremonies all the time. So if you need a priest for something, you know, that's expensive. And one of my first Indonesian friends here was Kadek is our housekeeper, her husband, Katut. And he took me, you know, not long after we arrived here, he's a driver, and he drove out of this office that was right in front of the place we were staying. So I'd stand there and talk to him, and he'd, you know, and I was trying to learn Indonesian from the start, and he was helping me with that. And he took me, and then we used him as a driver. He was great. And he took me to the Vajrasandhi, this big monument here, not very far from where we live. I mean, it's, you know, 25-minute drive, and there's a big park around it. The Vajrasandhi, Vajra like the Tibetan Vajra, you know, like the bell. It's like upside-down building like that, and there's a tower. And it's a memorial to probably the revolution, independence, or might be to the people that died there, Poupetan, killed by the Dutch, you know, around 1900 or 1880 or whenever that happened. They killed a lot of people here, you know, because they had a couple of royal families were wiped out, you know. That refused to surrender, you know, with the equivalent of spears, and they just mowed them down. But anyway, they don't have a lot of, I've never heard any resentment against the Dutch. They forget all that. There's a lot of Dutch here. But anyway, Katoot took me to the Vajra Sunday on a Sunday, and we went out there, you know, early, like 7:30 in the morning, and there's, you know, there's a walkway all around it. It's big. It's bigger than a football field. It's like several football fields. Maybe it's like four football fields. And we walk around. Everybody's walking around getting their Sunday exercise in. And then after we do that a while, we go stand by the Hare Krishna tent. And he likes Hare Krishna. And, you know, they bring us bubur, which is like a porridge. You know, you can sort of drink it or, and in one thing, if you hang out around Hare Krishna's, there's another place where there, I knew where Hare Krishna's would go on Sunday. I go there, you get food. And, you know, they're blissed out and chanting their thing and they're not asking for money. They just take what they're given. So there's been some movement toward Hare Krishna's, and that is not appreciated by the authorities. So there's some friction there. Same thing with Christians. There's been a lot of people convert to Christianity because, again, they don't ask for all that money. Katoot told me there'd been a 20% reduction in Balinese Hinduism because of that. All right, he told me that 8 years ago. All right, so I just wanted to tell you that stuff. I think it's sort of interesting. So now I'm going to read the, first I'm going to play you the fourth clip from the lecture Shunyu Suzuki gave on August 26th, 1965. This is a very short clip. It makes a good point. I'm going to play you two versions of it. First, I'm going to play it raw. You can hear the audio just like it is on the tape. Then I'll read it. And I'm not sure how I'll read it. I'll probably just read everything he says, and then I'll read it in an edited version. And then I'll play you an edited audio I made of it. It's a very short clip, like I said. Okay, so that's it. Here we go.
For Zen students, weed, which we do, which people do not care for so much, it's treasure. In this way, we have art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, well, that is art of life. For Zen students.
For Zen students, weed, which we do not know, which people do not care for so much, is treasure. In this way, we have art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, that is art of life for Zen students. So just a little editing on that, I'd say. For Zen students, weeds, which people don't care for so much, are a treasure. In this way, we have the art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, that is the art of life for Zen students. Isn't that great? I love that. I don't need to say anything about that. It's just great. I'm going to read it one more time. For Zen students, weeds, which people don't care for so much, are a treasure. In this way, we have the art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, that is the art of life for Zen students. So now you hear the edited version, and then I'll say bye-bye. We'll see you tomorrow.
For Zen students, weed, which people do not care for so much, it's treasure. In this way, we have art of life, artistic life. Whatever you do, that is art of life for Zen students.
This has been a Cuke Audio podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.